Welcome everybody to the monthly terror of the month of June. I am your host, Aspiety. It's come to our attention that there has been a crazy amount of hype this month, and we can't possibly contain it in our regular 1 hour episodes of the podcast. So what I'm asking for you guys, my A-team of podcasters, is to bring the hype and bring it fast. So we're going with our high-speed syndrome operation. And I'd like to introduce our first member, Biscuito.
How's it going, bud?
Pepe.
My Charlotte.
And Yerian.
Oh.
Here we are to bring the hype, and with that, Operation Startle.
So, just a few weeks ago, Key had this little talk event in Osaka, and did you see all of those Key visuals? Oh my god!
Oh, they're
we have
so
two new Key
gorgeous.
Visuals, and they are just amazing. We have.
Oh my god! What is that? Is that a hospital or
it's a prison?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's just crazy. I can't even contain my hype for Charlotte after seeing this new Key visual. One of them is a pretty normal looking Key visual, but the other one is just out of this world.
You
see two unknown characters.
That lighting.
You see two unknown characters who seem to be trapped in some sort of facility. And this is just news about how we're going to go from Charlotte. We're going to go with Charlotte from here on out, and I am super duper excited for this. I hope everyone else
Charlotte
is too.
Refrain.
How are you guys feeling about Charlotte?
Yeah!
Holy crap!
Charlotte!
9 out of 10, it's alright.
But we have more Charlotte news to talk about, don't we, Pepe?
Yeah. They just released a totally new English website for Charlotte.
Woo! America!
God!
English?
Yeah, English!
Wait,
holy
you guys,
shit!
You guys speak
I was
English?
Not expecting this.
I don't speak English.
What? What language are you speaking, Yuri?
I thought we all spoke Japanese.
Oh.
Oh, well, too bad for you, bro, because we're hyping Charlotte in English. So, they just released an English website of Charlotte. You can visit it at charlotteanime.com. We made an article about it. But yeah, they have all the information about all the characters of Charlotte, about the story of Charlotte. They even had information that we didn't even catch before, like powers of the other characters.
And the sub PV that we already subbed.
Yeah, we were already subbed. Anyway. But yeah, I mean, they also
and a Twitter
announced
account that they don't actually use.
I forgot about that one. Yeah. But yeah, they announced different simulcasts that you guys can watch it from. So if you aren't watching it right now, you should better fucking watch it right now.
Why haven't you watched
it? It's on Crunchyroll.
Yet?
It's on Hulu. It's on Daisuke. It's in Fusta.
Some people aren't very hype. I mean, specifically a few people on the forum because they
what do you mean?
They told us it's only going to be 13 episodes. And some people think that if it's not long, it's not gonna be good. But I'm here to tell you that it's gonna be good no matter what. So you better be hyped.
It's gonna be good.
It's only 13 episodes.
Gonna be good.
Get over it.
It's enough.
It's enough.
It's enough.
It was enough.
Don't talk about it anymore. Nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, we're moving on because it's done. Beesh.
Don't cry over spilt milk, bro.
But yeah, 13 episodes of Charlotte. And they released the Charlotte episode title, which we won't be saying here, because spoilers!
Oh, spoilers.
If you want to check it out, we have it on the forum.
You should read that.
Where was it?
The forum.
You should read that, the forum. It's a pretty nice place. Yeah.
What else we got, Pepe?
Yeah. So, shortly after the English website, they also announced a brand new website. This time, it wasn't by Adiplex, it was actually by Key. By Key Sound Labels. Woo!
Nandato!
Mamarina!
They have announced music for Charlotte before Charlotte even started airing. Holy shit. So we will be getting the website announced that we will be getting a single for the opening and ending of Charlotte, and a single for Hello Hello, and a single for Giendo.
Giendo!
Giendo!
Oh, yeah!
They're all releasing on the end of August and early September, and you get really great goodies by ordering all three of them. And the best one is if you order all three of them, there's a chance that you can watch a special mini Charlotte live event. Oh my god.
Buy it all. Buy it now.
Everybody should go ahead and buy all that music so that Pepe can get more entries.
Yeah, I need that. I don't know how much I need to pay for that, but I need that. I need to watch
that. And there's more music coming too, wasn't there?
Yeah, there's more music. They have announced a Charlotte OST and a full-on Hello Hello album and Giendo
albums.
And next up on Charlotte is also a new manga. has been
another
announced.
One.
Oh,
another
like the mangoes.
We already have the Charlotte Farcoma, but they have announced a brand new manga just a few days ago. And it'll be a joint project with Shin Ikezawa and Yu Tsurosaki, which I don't know much about them so far, but they look sweet.
This news fell under everyone's radar. Like, we covered it a few days late because no one knew it existed except for one guy on Twitter, Zach.
The Japanese was confusing, so I kind of brushed it off.
I realized that I had retweeted that when we were talking about it 3 days later. I looked back, I was like, wait, I retweeted that. I must have been.
You can always
count too hyped
on
to notice the details.
News team to get it to you as soon as possible.
So, they released a few days before the. A few weeks before the airing of Charlotte, they released a new PV of Charlotte. Which kind of doesn't matter now because the episode just came out yesterday. But yeah, if you don't have a chance to watch the episode, you can watch the PV to get hype for it, and then watch the episode shortly later.
No, just watch the episode.
Jojiro is so cool.
Yeah, just watch the episode. So we at Kazumatsuri kind of did a minute zero watching of Charlotte, and we were super hyped. It was amazing. It was funny. I thought it was thought-provoking. What did you guys think?
My foreshadowing.
We're going to talk about it in the podcast.
Yeah,
we're
going to
talk about
it
in the podcast.
That
listen
later.
To our podcast.
But to all of you who are listening, go on to the forum and talk about Charlotte Episode 1 right now.
You want
to
talk there about Charlotte? You're in the wrong podcast! Because guess what I think, Pepe? Why would you want to watch some new anime when you can go back and watch an old one from 5 years ago? Guess what happened, you guys? For an exorbitant amount of money, you could have purchased the Angel Beats Blu-ray box set. Oh, it's beautiful. I bought it for like $100 less than everybody else bought it because y'all stupid and ordered on Amiyami and I got it on Amazon way early, so I had to pay like nothing for it. But dude, let me tell you about this thing. It is gorgeous! And I posted a bunch of pictures of it on the forum. You just go look at it. It's so good. I mean, like, I said whenever they first announced it that, oh man, this cover art is so delicious, but it totally shouldn't even be here for this anime. It should be on the visual novel, but it doesn't matter. Oh, it's so good, and I'm holding it right now. It's right
here. And there's a digibox.
I'm holding it right here, and it's got this book in it, and it's got a bunch of words that I can't read, but it's like 200 pages of stuff and pictures and all sorts of interesting stuff. You should totally not buy it because it's really expensive because I'm crazy. But it's cool, though. But I mean, just look at the cover art of this thing. I mean, there's two sides to it, and one's got like the regular characters on it. It's got like Otanashi in the middle, and he's like, "Oh, I'm such a swag lord." Oh, and then they have the other side that's got all the girls and monster girls on it, which is the one that I have facing me because they're the best. And who needs to look at this side, anyways? But it's so good. So I bought that. And the extra super cool bonus about this Blu-ray box is that it came with a new OVA, original video animation. I don't actually know what it stands for, but that's what I'm going to go ahead and say. That's what it stands for because who cares? Hell's Kitchen is the name of the OVA, but
it's fucking raw.
It's pretty raw, dude. Like it's got like I watched it in Japanese and I didn't really know what was going on, but there's just like there's like stuff happening, and then Eerie and Sekine apparently exist, and there's like moon demons and shit. Dog, you gotta watch this OVA.
It delivers
totally
fucking raw.
Totally worth the $160 that you have to pay for the Blu-ray box. Okay, just saying. I mean, people pay like $280 for one episode, that's fine, but you know, it is worth it, it's great. It's basically the best episode in the entire anime,
absolutely.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, hands up.
But I mean, one of the most interesting things about this OVA is that it's going to just show you all these different little things about all these characters they didn't even know existed because the anime.
Unless.
But the reason that they all exist now and they're able to make an episode like this because of the visual novel coming out is because there's a little manga series by the name of Heaven's Door that is now coming out in English in February!
Holy crap. I did not see this coming. This just came out of nowhere.
It really did come out of nowhere. Like, Aspie was asleep and Yarian was busy and Pepe, I don't even know where Pepe was, but I was all alone and I was like, it is my time. I must write.
17.
So I wrote about this super amazing news that in February, which is totally like half a year from now, it's just really far away for one manga,
it's
but whatever, I'm going to pay for it again because I've already bought all them anyways. Heaven's Door.
Again,
Heaven's Door.
I'm again.
Being officially licensed by Seven Seas Entertainment. They're popular for a lot of manga that I don't actually read, but you can go look it up if you want. Read the article. I wrote it. It's really interesting. If you have not read Heaven's Door, well, that doesn't That kind of makes sense, because it's only...
You can wait half a year for it.
But you can wait until February when you're going to buy it and you're going to read it, because I told you to, and you heard it from me. It's amazing. Thanks to the anime, we're able to finally have the story that we all just wanted. Angel Beats got a visual novel!
What? Holy shit! What? No shit! You're serious. You're pulling my leg, aren't you, Biz?
I'm completely serious.
Holy shit.
I thought that was just rumor.
It exists, and I don't have my copy yet, but it exists.
I have my copy!
Yeah! Pepe, where's my Angel Beat?
It's so sweet.
I send it, bitch.
It's in the mail.
I got this really nice wall scroll. It has Yuri on it with some clothes.
Yeah, some clothes.
Some clothes.
A few.
Some clothes.
I also got this really sweet poster, and it has, like, all the GDM girls on it, and Sheena, and, like, all the girls.
I like the Matsushita on the back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On the back, it has
Matsushita, like, the best.
Huge Matsushita.
But basically, First Beat is a thing, and you can read it. Not in English yet, but maybe in the future, who knows. Mm-hmm. But you can read it.
You can read it in broken English.
And it has a Matsushita root, and a Yuri root, and
no,
an Iwasawa root. What, it doesn't?
Oh, Yui
root.
I misheard. I said Yui root. Why would they name them so close to each other?
Try to talk to Yuri, that's not going to happen. But, yeah, we haven't finished it yet because it's in Japanese, of course, and we don't all have it yet, but...
But some people have finished it, and they're talking all about it.
Beware of the spoilerinos.
Yeah.
On the forum.
Beware the Twitter. Beware the Facebook. Beware the forum.
Spoilers
everywhere.
Are real.
Everywhere.
Fucking everywhere.
But if you are reading it, then you can definitely check out the topic on the forum, because we've already got quite a few people that are trudging through that game and talking about it. It's quite amazing to see that discussion already happening.
Key went and released a visual novel, and we're like, it's only in Japanese, and we said, fuck you, and we started reading it anyways.
Hey,
never let a silly little thing like language stop us before, huh?
But Yeria, so... You've described that you, of course, own a copy of First Beat, and asked me, you said you're going to eventually get yours, and I'm going to get mine, and Pepe's going to buy one, too, because it's going to be brilliant, so he must buy one.
Of course.
Eventually.
No, all of this considered, right, I have something very important that I must share with you all.
Oh?
Because we, the almighty English speakers, now all own a visual novel that we cannot actually read. I must press you all. Oh, get it. Push. You must fight.
You
fight,
say,
oh!
Yeah.
Listen. Listen to my words. I want you to take your copies of First Beat, and I want you to take pictures of them, or take pictures with them, or take pictures of you going on trips with them. I don't care. You can take your First Beat copy and put it in a swing and push it and record it. But I don't care. It doesn't matter. You need to have photos of you with your First Beat copy. That's the most important part of the process. Well, not necessarily, because the most important part of the process is that I would like you to then take said photos, and I would like you to send them to Key.
Oh!
Baba?
Or Baba, that works too. I want you to send them to Key. Baba is Key, so it kind of works, right?
Anyways, pretty much.
Yeah. I want you to send them to Key! And with these photos, I would like you to use the hashtag AB Hype Train. AB, capital HYPE, capital TRAIN. Hype Train. AB Hype Train. It's the Hype Train, guys.
Stops.
It's real. The tangible Hype Train. I want everyone to take their photos of their copies, their legally received copies that they paid their monies for, and send it to Key and say, see, we're here.
All those
yens.
We
bought it.
Make sure you guys use the official hashtag, too. Hashtag AB1SD.
Yes. Yeah. AB1SD. And, of course, my official hashtag, AB Hype Train.
This is a really good idea, actually, because I've heard of similar campaigns going on, because I remember there was one for when Umineko was still a thing, and a bunch of people, like, took photos of their couple of Umineko, like, all around the world with different landmarks and stuff, and, like, send them to Ryukishi, and it's like, wow, that's awesome. So we could totally do this for Angel Beats. I think that's a great idea.
Do you want your English translation?
Hell yeah.
Yeah!
Show them we
you know what you need to do?
Books.
Make thy presence known!
Show them how much money we'll give them. We'll buy it twice and three times if you're big.
Yeah, pretty much. We will buy it twice if it's released in English.
You're gonna buy it twice because you gotta buy the expansions.
Oh yeah, six times.
Six times in Japanese, six times in English.
Oh, our poor wallets.
Anyways, that's all I gotta say. You guys can go ahead.
Okay, so Key has actually been expanding their horizons to overseas countries, and it has started over the past month, and it is just glorious. We started
more
off
than the past month, but yeah.
Well, yeah, more than the past month, but the events themselves have started the past month. Like, they've had an overseas event website, which we'll talk about later, but more than that, they've actually started their participation in expos. So the first expo we have is Kara Expo in Singapore.
It's over!
Yeah, it's over. It happened.
You missed it. It
anyway.
You missed all of these.
It happened a few weeks ago, yeah. But the important part is a member of our forum, Chicken Wings, was nice enough to cover it for us. And it is a really great coverage. He's got pictures.
Yeah.
He even describes all of the events. It's amazing. You really do feel like you're there. And I was super duper jealous of that event, I swear.
It was very successful.
He got the signature of Shinji Orito. I asked Shinji Orito in Japan to get a signature, and he didn't give me one. And he had Ayaka Kitazawa in a Kud costume.
Yeah, that's
God,
is
it
a
Kud costume? That was amazing.
My Ayaka. You talking shit, Biz?
No, I'm talking shit about Kud, because she sucks.
Alright.
But yeah. I loved how he wrote it and how he separated day one from day two and how he was like hyping everyone for day two in the Kud costume. Because like I actually saw it before everyone else, Ayaka Kitazawa being in that Kud costume, and I was like, oh, this is gonna be fun.
The crowd was like chanting Kud.
Yeah. So there are so many pictures with Kud. Of people with Kud shirts. It was just so fun. Anyway, that was a great event. From his report, I think that was a great event. It's something that you can experience. Something that you can't even experience even if you're in Japan. Take that from me.
Hey, any event with Key is a good event.
You got a mini live event with Ayaka Kitazawa performing, which is practically as good as KSL Live World. You got an autograph signing. You got to buy goods. That's the whole Key experience right there. And that's not just the first. That's not the only one. That's just the first one.
That is the first one. Pepe, you're crazy.
And if you were in Paris this week, or in France, or in any country bordering France, you probably went to Japan Expo. And if you didn't, then you're stupid. Because Takahiro Baba himself held a dinner there that you could have gone to their booth and gotten tickets to go and hang out with him and Kai and have fun and eat food.
Holy crap, that dinner. Dinner with visual arts. That is like the most amazing thing I can imagine.
It was really successful.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's photos and stuff.
Visual arts posted pictures. They even gave out some sweet goods. They gave out that number 00 White Clover, which sold for 120,000 yen in the auction.
That's a lot of yen.
That's like 1,000 bucks, isn't it?
You could buy like 5 BD boxes with that.
Exactly.
But yeah, Baba was there, and then he left to go to a different expo that Aspie's going to talk about.
Hi, Aspie Das. And here we are at Anime Expo, which is just going on at the moment in Los Angeles as of the time of recording. We just had the Sekai Project panel, which they announced that there's a Clonard in November. We're getting Clonard in November.
That's right.
There's a Clonard in November!
Is in November. That's right. Sekai Project died. It's not in October. It's November.
Yeah.
Better than most Kickstarters, though.
That's still pretty good.
That is.
That's not far away. And we know that the translation is progressing smoothly, so it's really awesome to hear that we finally have a final. Not a final date, but a final, like, window for that game to be released. So that's exciting. But that's not all, because Anime Expo has been crazy. They've had, Itaro
really
Hinoe is there herself, and she had her own panel where she gave out those, she basically did a drawing live there and then printed out a bunch of copies. Like, it was Nagisa, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, Nagisa.
Yes, it was Nagisa. And everyone got a copy of that. And, you know, we had the Sekai Project panel, and Bubba flew all the way from Japan, Japan Expo at Paris, just to come to Los Angeles and meet all the fans there.
And take pictures of cosplayers!
He's taking pictures of cosplayers, and he's talking to Key fans, and he's just hanging out. Like, a lot of people think, oh, there's going to be a new, there's going to be some big Key announcement, but nah, he's just hanging out.
Eating Key Lime Pie.
He's enjoying Khan the American way.
He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
He's a pretty cool guy, I gotta say.
And so we got all these cons happening all across the world where Key's
they
like,
were all really
like
successful.
Opening their... They're all hugely successful. Like, we have like reports on pretty much all of them. We're still waiting on one for Anime Expo at the moment, but you can just check the forums for those. Like, we've got topics up for each expo.
I don't know if you heard me. I said they were all really successful.
They should totally
Katara Expo was successful, and Japan Expo was successful. Now Anime Expo is successful. Actually, Japan Expo and Anime Expo are running at the same time. But anyways, that's three successfuls. The trifecta. Half-Life 3 confirmed. It's amazing. Boom. Key is around the planet.
Open body.
Hey, Key, you should like come to Australia. That'd be good. Yeah, come to Australia. You can see me. Yeah.
Come to the other side of America, too.
So, yeah, all of these events were totally successful, and I think a lot of it is thanks to this website that they released a few weeks before the event. It's a Visual Arts Overseas event page where they gave out all the details, all the schedules, all the goods, and everything you need to know about all these events. And I think that helped quite a lot. And there's even one small box right there. If you go to the website, it says question mark. Maybe there'll be more events in the future. Who knows?
And there's a really sweet banner at the top.
The future depends on you.
The future's already written. It's fucking happened. These events were successful. They're coming back, baby. So don't be disheartened if you didn't get to meet your favorite Key peoples right now. I know some of us are wishing we could have been at Anime Expo.
Yeah, we're all
you'll get your day.
Sitting here recording a podcast instead of actually being here.
You will get your day. Don't you worry. They're coming back. Trust me on this.
He knows.
And if they aren't coming back, then I'm coming there.
And now, moving on to other news, we got some translation news. There's all the Key visual novels are getting translation updates here.
Pretty much all of them, yeah. Holy shit.
Yahoo! Sugay!
So, first up, we have an update from Juichi and Project Wafu, I think it's called. Yeah, Project Wafu. Kudwafta English translation is back on the rolls again. So, that's exciting. We can hope for more progress there in the coming days and weeks and months. And, I don't know. And Little Buster's Memorial Edition. Like, everyone thought that project was dead, but it turns out it's still alive and kicking. We just got an update on Twitter from Leobus. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing your name correctly. I never quite learned it. But that's so what was it like?
The Sayarout and the Kanatarouts are just done with, have just finished with TLC.
Yeah, translation checking. And we also have Rewrite Harvest Festa. Lucia Root is done, and that means all we have left is Kagari, Rewrite Quest, and every other little bit of final work they need to do on it. So progress is moving very swiftly with that. Based Ixrec is just like a one-man army for translation. Like, every translator should aspire to be that man. He is amazing.
Ixrec, you the man.
You can check the progress updates on amaterasu.tinderbox.net for yourself. And that is not all. We actually have an entirely new translation project that we'd like to bring up.
You guys remember that little thing called a Holy Breaker?
Holy Breaker!
Holy Breaker, yeah. With an exclamation point.
Well, this little TL group called Sky Spear Translations, they've done stuff like Majikoi and Majikoi and more Majikoi.
Yeah.
And they announced at the beginning of the month that they will be translating this Key, not Key, visual novel that we all want to read.
Yeah.
Bachi.
I'm really happy about this. Famous for having one of the most snazziest, hottest little pause menus I have ever seen in a visual novel.
I haven't seen that one.
It is swaggy.
You should put that in the video, Aspie. Wink, wink.
Oh, actually, I have seen that. Yes, I remember now. But yeah, that's something. Seamless Engine is just an amazing engine, like we've seen with Blue Ryan and Angel Beast First Beat. Like, yeah, they're just doing some awesome stuff with it, and soon we'll have Harmonia in the near future. But yeah, why are we talking about menus?
Because it's amazing.
Because I got the hype on, yeah!
Hype! That's a thing that's happening. We don't know when it's coming out, but it's coming out.
They tweeted that they started translating it.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's pretty short, so I'm hoping it shouldn't take them too long.
And back to the more community side of things, I'd just like to bring to everyone's attention, I kind of like did this quietly, but I've just promoted our writer Yerian to the position of a moderator.
Right, bitches, I'm a mod now. Watch out, here I come.
And what are you going to do as your first act as moderator, Yerian?
I'm going
to... Badass beat!
Yeah! Take over the forum!
Not hashtag badass beat again.
I'm renaming this site Yerian.org. No, I'm actually cracking down on...
Yerian.org.
I'm cracking down on all these double posters and people who can't figure out how to use spoiler tags, because they're everywhere. Why, we even put a banner up and people still can't get it. Just don't post after you just posted.
Just don't post if you're not going to do it right.
Anyway, I'm sure that our members love being lectured. But I'd like to bring our attention back to the front page. We've actually done some work there. We've written up some pages for each of the book clubs, which have like archives and indexes of all the stuff we've done. So if you look on the Air Book Club page, you'll find like a list of all the forum topics and all the podcasts that we've done for that book club. And so it's kind of like an easy access place where you can find everything we've done for different book clubs. Kind of repeating myself there. But and we've just started the Charlotte Anime Book Club. That's the thing that's happening. And we're going to be discussing each episode on the forum as it airs. But the Friday after each episode, we're going to get on the podcast team and do a little recording, sharing our thoughts. And that should be up in time for the next episode of the anime to air. So that's really exciting. Get in the forum, share your discussion, share fan art too, because we're really excited about that. We want to do another anthology video at the end.
Charlotte's fan art!
Hype!
Yep. So get hype. Charlotte has started and it's looking pretty good so far, so we're really hoping we can make something awesome at the book club there. And also on the front page, we have updated the Angel Beats information page, because that's a little bit outdated now. We have a visual novel out. So I decided to include information on how to read the visual novel and where to buy it and, you know, the format of the visual novel. I put a little work in progress there because I haven't, like, read through the game yet, there's still things I don't know myself. So I'm still kind of working out the details, but it's a general idea of what the VN is and what you can get from it. So it has a lot of interesting information. So check that out. And we'll probably have to update that. Look, and you damned ones, crush the won't you compromise. But yeah, I'm going to have to update the information page with Heaven's Door now that we have a localization announced, so that's exciting. And I guess one other thing we have to mention is that we just hit 800 likes on Facebook, baby. Check that out.
Facebooks.
Shut the hell up.
Check this out.
we're nearly on 1,000 likes on Facebook now. Twitter is like lagging behind, but that's because Facebook has a lot more of a user base than Twitter, so that's
Facebook has a lot more casuals.
Likey.
Biz, don't insult our readers. On our Twitter, we have 453 by my count, sorry. And you know, that's a little bit over half of the Facebook, which might not seem like much, but it's Twitter, so it's still a big deal. Ain't it, guys? Ain't it? Tell me it's okay. I mean, it is half of Biz's follow account, but it's still good.
Biz, why do you have so much friends?
Yeah,
I like a lot of stuff, okay?
Such friendship.
And that's what we're all about at Kazumatsuri.org. So if you like what you hear and you want to join the Kazumatsuri.org community, get on the forum and say hi.
We're already here!
I think we mentioned last episode, we already have a new IRC channel that you can check out and hang out there. It's kind
check,
of
check,
empty.
Check it out.
But
check it out.
We're always there.
Check
so
it out.
So you can just say hi. And when you have the member rank on the forum, you can join the Skype chat, which is like our inner circle of dark arts, where we discuss all the off-topic stuff that doesn't necessarily have to do with Key, and we just get on calls and chat voice if we feel like it. You don't have to, you can use the text chat, but you know, we're all big family and we're always looking to expand that family to include whoever wants to chat about Key with us and make new friends. So
as long as you're not going to double post
person, as long as you're not double posting and you're not using spoiler tags incorrectly, then we're cool.
This is a grave sin that you must not commit.
And with that, I'm bringing Operation, I can't remember what we called it, to a close. How are we feeling, guys?
All right.
Fine.
A bit light in the head, yeah?
That bitch.
I feel like I died of starvation about 5 times.
Biz is just like shrugging it off like it was so.
Roll with the punches, baby. Take it in stride.
And that's about it for today, so I hope you'll join me next month for the Kazumatsuri.org Monthly Terror, and please keep an eye on our Charlotte Book Club podcast, which will be airing next week. We'll see you then, guys.
Take your pictures, AB Hype Train, whoop!
AB Hype Train!
Charlotte Hype Train, whoop!
Charlotte sucks.
The hype is real.
Fuck you!
Fight
me! We have fighting words, biz!
We have
fighting words!
Harmonia Hype Train.
What's Harmonia?
Harmonia.
Is that thing by Ataru Hanoni?